Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then, add the final touch with 2 for $8 on select 2.5 or 3-quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, friends. My name is Ava. I'm 17. Unfortunately, I don't see my family anymore. I don't pick up the phone when they call. I'll tell you why in a little while. All I ask is that you let me know what you think after hearing my story. Who do you think is right, them or me? My parents began dating during their freshman year of college. My mom got pregnant unexpectedly. They were really young, but their parents made them get married. I was born soon after the wedding. Because they were still students, they had neither the time nor the money to take care of me. My mom's parents said they could take me in and look after me. But back then, they lived in another city, really far away. My parents used that as an excuse to never come visit me. When I started speaking, I called my grandparents, Mom and Dad. I didn't see my parents again until I was 6 years old. When I found out they were coming, I was so excited I couldn't sleep. Until then, we had only talked over the phone. I was so curious about them. Did my mother have long hair or short? Did my father wear glasses? Was I supposed to call them Mom and Dad from now on? I was up all night with all these childish questions in my head. I remember the moment I saw them very clearly. My mom gave me a big hug, but my dad only said, "You've grown so much," and just stroked my hair. I thought they were going to take me home and that I was going to live with them from now on. But that wasn't their plan. They told my grandma, "Ava is so happy with you. We'll keep working for a little longer and try to make things better. We'll take her to live with us the first chance we get." But for some reason, that chance never came. 4 years passed. I'd lost all hope and stopped waiting for them. Unfortunately, one evening my grandmother suddenly passed away. My parents came. They decided to put my grandfather in a nursing home. Now they had no choice but to take me with them. After a while, I figured out why they never wanted me all these years. Even though I was their child, we had never developed an emotional bond because we'd never spent any time together. They didn't feel close to me, and I didn't feel close to them. We lived in the same house, but we were strangers. They almost never bothered to talk to me. After a while, I began to feel like a parasite in their house. I had a hard time calling them Mom and Dad because I didn't feel like they were my parents. 2 years passed like this. I wasn't happy at all. I missed my loving grandparents so much. One day, I had noticed that my mother's belly had grown. When my mother saw me staring at it, she said, "You're going to have a brother soon." At that moment, I got really upset. Can you believe it? My mother didn't even bother telling me she was pregnant. I realized once again that my parents really didn't care about me. When my brother Ethan was born, it got even worse because I saw how warm and loving they could actually be as parents. My mother left her job to spend all her time with my brother. And even though my father was really tired when he came back from work, he would play with Ethan for hours, and I could see that he really enjoyed it. On the weekends, they would go out with Ethan and stay out all day. Of course, they never took me with them. Before they'd leave, my mother would tell me, "I put Ethan's clothes in the washing machine. Wash them and put them in the dryer, and don't forget to iron your dad's shirts." Normally, I would have no problem doing that, but it hurt me so much that chores were the only reason she was communicating with me. Thankfully, I wasn't alone. At least I could share what I was going through with my best friend Harper. She really helped me get through this. I would go to her place every time I was feeling down, since she lived really close to me. Even though I kept telling her about the same things, she always listened. She would stroke my hair without saying a word as I cried, and that really comforted me. Harper ended up doing me a huge favor at that time. I'm still grateful to her for it. Her family had to move abroad because of her father's job at the State Department, but Harper didn't want to go with them, so her parents found her a boarding school. Harper asked me, "Do you want to come to the boarding school with me?" I told her, "That's a great idea, but I don't know what my folks will say." At the same time, I kind of knew they would be really into the idea. And that's exactly what happened. When I told my parents, they looked at each other. They tried not to show it, but I could tell they were thrilled.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
My father said, "Sure, you can go if that's what you would like." My mother just nodded. She was trying really hard to hide her smile. Their reaction didn't upset me because I knew them well enough by then. I was just happy I wouldn't have to put up with them anymore. Boarding school instantly changed my life. Our school was located in a forest. I finally felt at peace. Harper and I went on long walks together. We had just started hearing about TikTok then. It wasn't as huge as it is now. Harper and I started a channel together. We would make new videos on our forest walks and post them. We were staying on top of all the big trends. Our follower count was going up. There was only one problem. Most people at school looked down on us when they heard about TikTok. Unfortunately, Harper would get upset about it. But I was used to this kind of thing from my family. It used to be Harper who comforted me, and now it was me comforting her. That's how we kept making videos. As TikTok got more popular, we began reaching more people. The best part is, after a while, brands began taking TikTok seriously. We were getting collaboration proposals. At first, the rates were really low, but soon the pay got better. Now I was making good money, and this gave me an incredible boost of self-esteem. With the money I earned, I was going to be able to pay for college after I graduated. Meanwhile, Harper and I had become legitimate TikTok stars. A TV channel DM'd us to say they wanted to make a news piece about us. The school gave us the okay, and we did it. In the piece, they called us high schoolers who made it on TikTok. At some point during the interview, the reporter asked, "How much are you making from TikTok?" Harper jokingly said, "We don't want to give you a number, but we're definitely making much more than our parents." We laughed about it during the shoot. I couldn't have predicted it at the time, but that sentence would completely change my life. Even though it only aired on a small channel, my father saw the story. Ever since I arrived at the boarding school, my mom would only text me once a month to ask, "Is everything okay?" And I'd write back, "All's good." That was the extent of our communication. My father never even called once. But he called immediately after seeing the news story. "Is what your friend's saying true? Are you really making a lot of money on TikTok?" "I'm making something," I said. I was upset that he was calling me about money. He said, "How much are you making? You're not even 18 yet. You should give that money to me. I'm your father." I'd heard enough. I said, "Did you just realize that you're my father when you heard I had money? I used to think that you were my father too, but over the years, you taught me that you, in fact, were not," and I hung up on him. He called again many times, but I didn't pick up. Then my mother started calling too. I didn't answer her calls either. They sent me a million texts. They were shamelessly going on about money. Under normal circumstances, I could have sent them all the money I had, but I was so pissed they were after my money that I promised myself I would never give them anything, not even one penny. That evening, Harper and I did some research online. According to what we read, if I had been living with my parents, they would have had the right to take all my money. But if you don't live in the same house, then it's up to the judge to decide. So if you can convince the judge, then the parents can't touch your money. The next day, my father came to my school, but there was a surprise waiting for him. I wasn't at school. I figured he would do something like this. So Harper and I got up really early in the morning and left school. Harper's father got us an appointment with a lawyer. We went to the lawyer's office. I told her everything. She told me, "You were raised by your grandparents. If you move back in with your grandfather, your parents can't touch you because, from what I understand, all your parents care about right now is your money. Once we prove that in court, the judge will rule in your favor. After that, you can live with your grandfather and no one can make a claim on your money." That's exactly what happened. My lawyer, Felicia, saved me from my greedy family. They can't touch me anymore. With some of the money I made, I bought a nice house where I could live with my grandfather. But I had to leave boarding school when we moved there, so Harper ended up moving in with us. Now we go to a new school together. By the way, I'm sure you want to know what our TikTok account is. But due to legal reasons, it's not possible for me to share this with you. I can only give you a hint. Recently, my grandfather has been making appearances in many of our videos. Thank you for listening to my story. I want to remind you of my initial question. Who do you think is right, my parents or me? Please let me know in the comments. See you.
Hi, friends. My name is Sophia, and this is my brother Ethan. He just got back from school, and now he has to go work at a burger place near our house to wash dishes for 4 hours. Why? Because he owes our parents a ton of money. Of course, it's not easy for a kid to make a lot of money. That's why he's working 7 days a week. But even if he keeps working at this rate until he finishes high school, he still won't be able to pay back everything he owes. Dad says, "Pay off what you can and we'll think about the rest when the time comes." Ethan goes to wash dishes at the burger place every day after school. On the weekends, he does odd jobs around the neighborhood. If it's a nice day, he sets up a lemonade stand outside our house. He says that's what brings in the most money. When the weather isn't so good, he does things like mowing our neighbors' lawns or walking their dogs. My parents run a gift shop together. They are both workaholics. They've been working really hard for years. They leave home at 8 a.m. and don't come back until 9 p.m. That's the reason why all this happened. Recently, this is what we've been doing in the evenings. First, we eat dinner together. Then Ethan goes to his room. He brings all the money he's made that day and gives it to Dad. Dad counts the money and writes down the amount in his notepad. Then he tells Ethan how much he still owes. So, why does Ethan owe so much money to our parents? And why does he work so hard and give them all the money he makes without complaining? Now it's time to tell you about all this. As I said before, my parents work together, and their business is their life. Their customers are usually tourists. They have to keep their gift shop open every single day of the year. So Ethan and I have had to practically raise ourselves. This has its advantages and disadvantages. The best part is we learned to take care of ourselves. On the other hand, we lacked parental discipline. There's no one around asking us, "Why did you do this?" or "Why didn't you do that?" Our parents come home so tired, they don't have the energy to deal with us in the evenings. I always thought this was a blessing. I think it's wonderful to grow up without any pressure from your family. But unfortunately, that wasn't the case for my brother. He took advantage of our parents' absence and spent tons of money on video games. He was doing it for months. That's how we found out that he was really lacking parental discipline. But of course, it was too late. By the time we realized this, Ethan had almost bankrupted the family. After school, both Ethan and I would go to our rooms, and we usually wouldn't come out until after our parents came home from work. I would always do my homework first. Then I'd talk to my friends, watch TV, or spend time on TikTok or YouTube. Whenever I'd go into Ethan's room, he'd always be playing video games.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey there, are you sitting down? Good, because Wayfair's end of season sale is here, and you can shop it from your couch. It's Wayfair's Labor Day clearance, and it's on now. Right now, you can score up to 70% off everything home at Wayfair, like up to 50% off outdoor furniture and decor, and up to 70% off area rugs, plus amazing doorbuster deals, and 24-hour surprise flash deals on Wayfair home finds in every style. And get it all with fast shipping on everything right to your door. From furniture to faucets, this is your last chance of the season to score huge deals at Wayfair. Don't let the final days of summer pass you by without shopping these end-of-season savings. So don't wait. Like summer, these savings won't last. Head to Wayfair.com today to score up to 70% off everything home. Celebrate your holiday weekend with can't-miss savings before they run out. Shop Wayfair's Labor Day clearance now through September 2nd at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
So I knew he was spending most of his time gaming. But I knew that a lot of kids his age were doing the same, so I didn't really worry. But it turned out he was spending a lot of our parents' money on those games. One day, we came back from school as usual. We had a snack in the kitchen and went to our rooms. Half an hour or so had passed. That's when I heard Ethan's door open suddenly and my dad started screaming at him. Dad never comes home in the afternoons. So I panicked and went to see what was happening. Dad was holding a credit card. He waved it at Ethan, screaming, "What could you have bought that maxed out this card? And this is the company card! How did you even get this card's number?" That's how I found out that Ethan spent a ton of money on video games using our parents' credit card. My parents used this card to purchase inventory for the store. Since they make purchases from many different vendors, they didn't notice that Ethan had been using it. When my mom wanted to buy something and discovered that the card had been maxed out, she told my dad. Because the card had a really high credit limit. They never had a problem like this before. When my dad called the bank, they found out about my brother's charges. He naturally was furious and rushed home to confront my brother about it. After that, Ethan probably had the worst night of his life. My dad literally interrogated him. So he had to tell him in detail what he spent all that money on. I don't know anything about video games. I've played Candy Crush a few times when one of my friends was really into it, but that's it. So I didn't understand most of what Ethan said. From what I can remember, he bought an incredibly expensive hat from a game called Roblox, for example. Yes, I said hat, but it wasn't even a real hat. You have your character wear it during the game. I couldn't believe Ethan could be this naive. Dad says it takes 4 days working at the store to make that money. He was so annoyed that he asked my brother, "So how's the hat? Is it nice?" Ethan couldn't even tell Dad was being sarcastic. "Dad, it's really cool. I'm sure you'll like it too," Ethan said while logging into his Roblox account to naively show Dad the hat. After that, Dad told him, "Go and fetch my toolbox from the garage." Ethan still didn't get it, but went and got the toolbox. Dad took out a wrench and smashed my brother's phone into small pieces. The weirdest part was that he did it very calmly and carefully. My brother couldn't believe his eyes. Once he finally understood how angry Dad was, he didn't say a word. Actually, it was a really funny scene, but of course, I couldn't laugh at that point. Apart from the games, Ethan spent a lot of money on YouTubers and some streamers on Twitch. He even became the biggest donor for a girl on Twitch, and she brought him on her live stream to thank him. When things calmed down, I found the video on her channel and watched it. When my brother makes the donation, the girl can't believe her eyes. Then she gets up to dance with joy for minutes on end. It's unbelievable that Ethan wasted our family's money like that. I asked him how he could have done this. He said sadly, "It didn't seem like real money to me. I spent it like it was game money. I regret that even more now that I know how hard it is to actually earn money. But there's nothing I can do about it now." So, how did Ethan get the number of our dad's credit card? Dad asked him since he was curious. Ethan's face turned red. But there was nowhere to run. He looked down and said, "I stole it?" Now it was my dad who turned red from rage. "When did you steal it?" he yelled. Ethan's eyes filled with tears. "On your birthday?" he said, his voice trembling. My mom had gotten my dad a massage as a birthday gift. We all went to the spa with him because we were going out to dinner together afterwards. As Dad was getting his massage, we waited in the cafeteria. Ethan sneaked into the dressing room, took the credit card from Dad's wallet, and wrote down the number on a piece of paper. Initially, he just wanted to buy a few things in a game called Fortnite. But when nobody noticed, he kept using the credit card for 2.5 months in many different places, spending money like crazy. The next day, Dad applied for a refund from all the companies Ethan bought things from, but unfortunately, most of them didn't budge. Some of them never even answered his emails. Dad had to ask his lawyer for help. And he had a weird suggestion. He said to Dad, "If you can prove that your credit card was stolen, we can get all the money back in court. But for that to happen, you need to report Ethan. Then he needs to get arrested, of course, so that the crime has been documented. But you don't need to worry. Ethan's young and the judge will let him go with a small fine." Dad told us what the lawyer said over dinner. Ethan was really scared. He begged, "Please don't report me to the police." Dad said, "Why shouldn't I? I think you deserved it." And Ethan started sobbing. Of course, Dad wasn't going to do it, but he scared Ethan once again when he got the chance. That night, Dad said, "So since we can't get our money back, this will be your debt. You are going to pay it off by working." That's how Ethan's work adventure began. My mom's friend got him the job at the burger place. I gave him the idea about jobs in the neighborhood. Ethan knows full well that he's guilty. That's why he accepts whatever we say and works any job with zero complaints. Do you know someone who spends a lot of money on video games?
Hi, everyone. Unfortunately, I can't tell you my name. Some of you might know me. It wouldn't bother me if you figured out who I am, but I wouldn't want you to find out who my boyfriend is, because I didn't get his permission to share this story.
Big news! Wayfair's end of season sale is here. It's Wayfair's Labor Day clearance. Right now, you can score up to 70% off everything home at Wayfair, plus amazing doorbuster deals and 24-hour surprise flash deals on home finds in every style. This is your last chance to score end of season savings, and it's happening now. Did we mention fast shipping on everything? Don't wait. Head to wayfair.com today to score up to 70% off now through September 2nd.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Big news! Wayfair's end of season sale is here. It's Wayfair's Labor Day clearance. Right now, you can score up to 70% off everything home at Wayfair, plus amazing doorbuster deals and 24-hour surprise flash deals on home finds in every style. This is your last chance to score end of season savings, and it's happening now. Did we mention fast shipping on everything? Don't wait. Head to wayfair.com today to score up to 70% off now through September 2nd.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
We'd been dating for a year and a half when this whole story started. Our relationship was going so well. We were having an amazing time together. We even started making plans for the future. At that time, I believed he was my soulmate. Where I grew up, there was always a lot of snow in the winter. My mom taught me to sew so I could keep myself busy during the long winter days. First, I started sewing dresses for my dolls, then our dog, and finally for my mom and sister. I had become so good that I was able to make both my junior high and high school prom dresses. One of my friends saw a dress on TV that she really loved. She looked all over the city but couldn't find anything similar. She asked me to make one for her. I did it very easily, in one night. In the morning, I put it on and took a selfie. Then I put it next to a photo of the original dress and shared it on Instagram. I never thought it would get so many likes. More importantly, I got over 2,000 new followers in one day. After that, I started making other dresses from TV shows and movies and posting them on Instagram. I was getting so many new followers. I got 100,000 in 2 months. Each photo I posted was getting tens of thousands of likes. People wanted me to sew dresses for them. I became an Instagram celebrity in no time. I had to sew a lot more dresses to be able to make regular Instagram posts. I didn't care about school anymore. I was sewing nonstop. There was one more thing that I wasn't paying attention to. My boyfriend. We weren't seeing each other as much as we used to. He had begun complaining about it, and he was right. You're wasting your time on Instagram. So what if you have a million followers? What's that going to get you? All of this social media stuff is just nonsense, he said, criticizing me. At that time, I had over 300,000 followers. An agency got in touch with me. They told me my Instagram following was large enough for brand collaborations. I signed a contract with them. They would start recommending me to brands. The following week, I got my first offer. I made a post promoting a new model of leggings. After that, the ad sales kept coming. I was doing 2 brand collabs per week, and honestly, I was making more money than I could have imagined. My boyfriend naturally regretted everything he had been saying. So this is why people are trying to become social media stars. I didn't know you could make this much money from it, he was saying. The weird part was the same guy who used to call social media nonsense wouldn't stop talking about it. Up until then, he'd only posted like 10 selfies and maybe a bunch of food shots, but now he was posting a ton of photos and stories every day. Initially, he tried to do some stuff on his own, but the photos he posted were nothing special, so he wasn't getting any new followers. One day, he told me he wanted to talk about something important. He asked me, "Will you help me increase my following?" I said, of course I will, but you need to work on developing a theme. You can't increase the number of your followers by posting regular selfies. He said, thanks, but I want to do it my way. I don't have to make as much as you do anyway. Just enough for me to pay my bills. For some reason, he didn't like it when I offered him advice or gave him direction. Still, even after that, I did my best to help him. We were posting photos and stories featuring the two of us on both of our accounts. I also tagged his account every chance I got. I was able to help him a little bit. He got up to almost 2,000 followers. But the growth was so slow. And unfortunately, it seemed difficult to grow it enough for a brand collapse. My follower count, on the other hand, was snowballing. I was so close to having a million followers. My boyfriend became obsessed with growing his Instagram. He wanted to be in every post I made for my own account. But I was only posting photos or videos of dresses I had sewn. From the very beginning, I had been modeling them myself. Including him in the photos didn't fit the theme. At first, I couldn't tell him that, but finally, he pushed me too far. One day, he asked me to post a photo of just him on my account. I was having none of that, so I told him there was no way I would do that. He went literally crazy over this. We had a huge fight. He told me that I was jealous of him, that I saw him as competition, and that's why I didn't want to help him. Of course, that was totally unfair. I gave him a ton of examples of how I'd been supporting him. When he had nothing to say, he changed his strategy. You're not spending as much time with me, babe. I don't care about Instagram. I asked for your help because I wanted to spend more time with you, he said. Now I understand he was lying, but I didn't get it then. I was naive enough to believe that he was only doing that stuff to be with me. I spent the next month working on his Instagram account instead of mine. But no matter how hard I tried, he wouldn't even get to 5,000 followers because his photos and videos were nothing special. There was no reason for people to follow him. My boyfriend just wasn't capable of understanding that. When we were together, all we talked about was Instagram. Or rather, his Instagram account. I was so bored, but I still couldn't see that he was only using me to become Instagram famous. One evening, I met with a girl from the agency I work with to talk about new projects. She had noticed that I had been trying to support my boyfriend. We were chatting after the meeting when she said, "You are very naive. Don't get me wrong, but your boyfriend doesn't seem to be as nice as you." I didn't tell her anything, but those words stayed with me. Was my boyfriend really just using me? Was it possible that I couldn't see this because I was head over heels in love with him? Later that night, I had an idea. Yes, I loved my boyfriend, but I had to test him. Otherwise, this doubt would be nagging at me the whole time, and that would not be good for our relationship. I decided to do something really simple. I was going to quit Instagram. Was my boyfriend going to change his attitude when it was just me? I definitely had to see what would happen. The next morning, I texted him, "Babe, I got the best news for you. I quit Instagram. From now on, it's just you and me." He answered right away, "No way. You can't be serious." I wrote, "Go on Instagram and look. See for yourself." A few minutes later, he wrote, "I'm coming to you now."
Big news! Wayfair's end of season sale is here. It's Wayfair's Labor Day clearance. Right now, you can score up to 70% off everything home at Wayfair. Plus amazing doorbuster deals and 24-hour surprise flash deals on home finds in every style. This is your last chance to score end of season savings, and it's happening now. Did we mention fast shipping on everything? Don't wait. Head to wayfair.com today to score up to 70% off now through September 2nd.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey there, are you sitting down? Good, because Wayfair's end of season sale is here, and you can shop it from your couch. It's Wayfair's Labor Day clearance, and it's on now. Right now, you can score up to 70% off everything home at Wayfair, like up to 50% off outdoor furniture and decor, and up to 70% off area rugs, plus amazing doorbuster deals, and 24-hour surprise flash deals on Wayfair home finds in every style. And get it all with fast shipping on everything right to your door. From furniture to faucets, this is your last chance of the season to score huge deals at Wayfair. Don't let the final days of summer pass you by without shopping these end-of-season savings. So don't wait. Like summer, these savings won't last. Head to Wayfair.com today to score up to 70% off everything home. Celebrate your holiday weekend with can't-miss savings before they run out. Shop Wayfair's Labor Day clearance now through September 2nd at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
He was very tense when he arrived. He said he was really shocked that I shut down my account. Actually, I had only temporarily deactivated it, but he didn't know that. With a smile, I said, "No more Instagram. I deleted everything. I'm going to give you as much attention as I used to. Do you want to go camping this weekend?" He seemed not to have heard anything I said. "I still can't believe you. What you did was wrong. You're playing with both of our futures," he said. "What does this have to do with your future? You can do whatever you want. This is my decision." "I thought you'd be happy, but you don't look like you are," I said. He stared at me. He left without saying anything. I suddenly broke into tears. To be honest with you, I thought that he would probably react this way when he found out that I deleted my Instagram. In fact, I was pretty sure he would, but I was still hoping that he wouldn't. I wanted him to prove me wrong, but unfortunately, he didn't, and this made me really upset. The next day, I didn't hear from him at all. I decided to wait. There was this girl with 300,000 followers whom I had introduced to him. That afternoon, he posted a story with her. When he figured out that he wasn't going to be able to use me, he wasted no time and moved on to someone else. I thought we were over, but I still wanted to talk to him one last time. I called him. He didn't pick up. He texted an hour later, "Shooting all day. Very busy. I'll call you tomorrow." I had always ended all my relationships in person. But this time it didn't seem possible. So I wanted to give us an ending more in line with the reason why we broke up. And I ended our relationship with a story. I reactivated my Instagram account. I think it was the first time that I was using the broken heart emoji. I made it huge and just wrote, "It's over," under it. And shared it as a story. Of course, not only my boyfriend, but also all the people who followed me now knew my relationship was over. I got thousands of consolation messages. Over the next few months, my ex wanted to see me. If I hadn't restored my Instagram account, I would have at least met him to talk. But I was about to reach 1.5 million followers. And I knew now that this was all he cared about. So did he end up being successful? Of course not. After a while, the Instagram celebrities he had become friends with, thanks to me, turned their backs on him. Right after we broke up, I checked out his page a couple of times, but then I lost interest. These days, I'm getting closer to someone new. He's also an Instagram star like me, and he has a lot more followers than I do. We talked about Instagram a little bit on our first date, but that was it. Instagram never comes up in our conversations, as if we have a secret agreement between us. When we're together, we don't even check our phones. Thank you for listening to my story. If you'd like to get notified about new videos, you can subscribe to this channel now. See you.